Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Touch wood for the parents. I think it's the Friday, the 28th of this month. The kids are supposed to go back to school on a Friday.
Yeah.
Good luck with that one. Jeez, I tell you what, the parents, though, they seem pretty chuffed to try and get the kids back to school at some sort of capacity, because I saw them doing interviews on the news recently talking to parents about the possibility of doing more homeschooling, and they were just like, no. Absolutely not. I'm absolutely over this.
But I'm encouraging my child to do an apprenticeship at the age of 8. Yeah. They're out of school, straight into the workforce.
Exactly right. Dom P has been in the news the last few days about meeting with National Cabinet later on this week about a plan to send kids back to school. What exactly is going to be with the uniform policy to get them back? People are describing it as basically as a military-style operation to get them back to school, because we are seeing a huge spike. And once the kids go back to school, let's be honest, they're full of germs, kids. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do in their pastime.
I mean, one of the games you play in the schoolyard is picking your nose and rubbing it on someone else. It's, it's a rite of passage in primary school.
Girls, germs running in the playground, all sorts of stuff like that as well. But this is the suggestion which has been put forward to make it as safe as possible when the kiddies go back to school.
Parents would be given rapid tests, and twice a week children would need to take those rapid tests to prove that they're healthy and able to be in the classroom.
Getting the rapid test, eh?
Okay.
That's the first
Normally
hurdle.
Normally it's the NAPLAN test the kids are worried about, but now it's the rapid antigen test.
I know, and as we know, getting these tests is hard enough, number one. Number two, okay, getting them to try and do that, their homework, brush their teeth on top of everything else, an absolute disaster.
They're going to be trying to cheat, like write the answer on the back of their hand. Check their palm, negative.
Yeah. Or maybe if they were like me, they'd get the texter and put that extra line on there or something like that. But it doesn't stop there. They're actually going one step further possibly as well. Have a listen to this.
One other idea that is being flagged is that when teachers are sick, parents could be called in to help care for children. Certainly a very interesting idea.
Get the tuck shop ladies to start administering the swabs. Here's your sausage roll. Now hold still away. Jam this up your nose.
Where would you go if your mum got called into school? Would she be standing in the classroom going, "Hi, bro," just waving at you the whole time? You're like, "Oh, God, mum. Oh, you got some Vegemite in the corner of your mouth. Hang on." Licks the thing and starts rubbing the
Vegemite. Just spits in the hanky, rubs it on the side of my mouth. Collects a swab while she's there.
Don't know about this idea, but yeah, as we do know, if teachers got infected, it would just completely wipe out basically the whole school, which wouldn't be a good thing. And then you're thinking, all right, if you want to do these things, logistically, it sounds like a bit of a nightmare. Surely that'd be quite a few rapid tests that'd have to be handed out. Surely you can't make everyone keep paying for these. So there's going to be quite a few if this was to happen.
We've got about 1.2 million children that would need testing. Mm. They would need two tests a week over 10 weeks. That calculates to about 24 million rapid tests. And we certainly know they're in short supply, not only here in New South Wales, but right around Australia.
I mean, wasn't everyone popping the champagne because we just got 15 million?
Like, I know.
That's
not even going to touch the sides.
Obviously, we need a lot more than that. Maybe that's what kids can do in art class now, make their own rapid antigen tests with paddle pop sticks and pipe cleaners and stuff.
They'll incorporate it into the syllabus. Like, you start doing mathematics. If I had this many rapid kits and this person tested positive on this day, how many rapid kits would I have?
Yeah.
But things have just changed so much since I was at school. Like, this is absolutely crazy. Usually, you know, back in my day, if you failed the test, you had to go to school more often, not stay home.
No, that's right.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
It happens to the best of us, getting caught short, and Rebel Wilson, Hollywood superstar, Aussie actress, was telling a story recently on a podcast about when, in her early days of Hollywood, she was out on a hike, felt the call of nature, and she had to take drastic action.
So I'm like, I'm just going to have to go in somebody's front yard.
No.
And then I saw this nice house. And then I'm like, I'm just going to do it. But there wasn't any coverage. Like, it wasn't like there were shrubs and bushes so you could hide behind.
So just on the lawn like a dog?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, at least she picked a nice house, though.
Yeah.
She's like, whoa, I got more class than that.
They had the sprinklers running. She used it as a bidet. It was very, it was fine. Very embarrassing. But sometimes it happens. Sometimes, you know, if you're lucky, your body runs to a schedule.
Absolutely.
And you can almost set your watch to when you have to go to do your business during the day. But sometimes you might eat something that sets you off, just like Rebel, and next thing you're squatting in someone's front garden.
That's right. At my age now, I'm on a perfect schedule, but when I was younger, it was a bit more erratic, and unfortunately, I can't laugh too hard at Rebel Wilson because I had a similar thing, a very bumpy road home from school on the school bus, holding in on a summer's day, bit of a walk till I get home, walking like I'm basically in the army or something, just completely upright.
Doing the penguin walk.
Doing the penguin walk.
Yeah.
Get home, like, all right, I need to get in home. I was on a different school and different bus to my sister, so she gets home after me. I'm like, where's my key? Like,
oh,
I can't find my key. And I'm like, man, I'm like just crying.
Checking
against the
windows. Did we leave one unlocked, please?
Everything.
God.
I'm like, do I smash? I'm like, no, I better not do that.
How well do we know the neighbors? Should I pull a Rebel Wilson? And
had to go in the backyard.
Oh.
Wasn't my finest moment. And then I just had to put maybe some twigs and leaves over it. So, you know, just in case someone didn't see it when they were doing some gardening or something.
You didn't at least bury it like my cat Finnegan does with his? No?
No. But, yeah, I was a bit of a shriveled up mess when my sister finally got home almost in tears. I was 35 at the time.
1-300-92-1250 is our number. Call us now and tell us if, like Rebel and Hutsy, you got caught out and you had to take drastic action. Got Merle on the phone. Morning, Merle. What happened with your emergency pit stop?
It wasn't exactly me. It was my son.
Oh no.
So we just recently went on a holiday and we boarded the plane, sat down, and as my husband sat down, he's like, I smell something.
Oh.
He's lifted up my son's shirt and he's shat all up his back, up to his neck.
It sounds like he missed the pit stop and just kept going.
Missed that one.
Yeah. And then everyone was boarding the plane and I had to stop the whole plane from being boarded just so we could get into the toilet to change him.
Oh,
everyone's walking past you like, no, stay there, go back. It's a disaster here.
Thanks for the call, man.
That's terrible. Like, if you have to make an emergency pit stop on a plane, that is the bottom of the worst of the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
The amount of people recently went on a flight, I'm like, I saw about 6 people on a 1-hour flight use the toilet. I'm like, did you not make sure you went to the toilet before you got on the flight?
Yeah.
That is the worst place you could ever go.
So bad you can even hear the captain gagging when he's doing the announcement. Oh, God. What
Captain's
is that?
Log.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I was watching 10 News first.
Oh, cutting edge.
With Hugh Brimington, and he started talking about this story.
Well, many of us may be sharing our beds with an unpleasant and distinctly uninvited guest.
I thought, a story about snorers. Maybe,
okay, about me.
No, it was about this.
Bed bugs.
Yeah. Apparently, it is the breeding season for bed bugs, and the little nasty critters are out in force. So if you're planning a trip away anytime soon, you might want to check that brown thing on your pillow isn't a mint before you put your head on it, because it could be bed bugs. This is what happened to poor Justine during a recent trip.
Justine and her partner had booked a brief holiday at a Gold Coast resort after a depressing time during the Melbourne COVID lockdown. But bed bugs had checked in first.
They're everywhere. This is disgusting.
Yeah. Normally, if there's disgusting creatures infesting Gold Coast hotels, it's schoolies.
Yeah.
But in this instance, bed bugs. Blech.
That is disgusting. I always had a fear of bed bugs as a kid because your parents would say, you know, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And you'd be like, bed bugs? Where? Why would you mention that?
I think that was the motto for this hotel. On the sign at the front. They're like, oh, no, it's just a saying. Don't worry about it. Bed bugs are kind of like the second cousins of lice and other little sort of blood sucking creatures.
Thing.
Yeah. And of course, like those little parasitic creatures, they love to suck on blood, as Justine found out the hard way.
I actually caught one biting me on the neck, popped it into a wine glass and then looked at it and I went, oh my God, that has to be a bed bug.
Oh, bed bug. The second worst thing you can put into a wine glass after goon.
Oh, how disgusting. You think your partner's maybe giving you a hickey on the neck and you're like, oh no, it's just a bed bug.
You're getting a love bite from a bed bug. Ugh. We're actually planning a trip away next month. Got a couple of weeks off, and I was planning on maybe going to Queensland. Now I'm like, is it anywhere safe from bed bugs? I don't know. But yeah, the warmer months, like I said, brings them out in force. There are solutions, though, apparently.
Give pillows and doonas a soak in really hot water every 6 months. Wash sheets every week. And if bed bugs are in the mattress, call in the experts for a serious chemical treatment.
There you go.
God, but, a lot of work.
I pity any bed bugs that are sharing my bed with me because, let's just say, Hutsy, I do my own fumigation.
Crop dusting.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.